Want to find more clients in your subscription web design business? Be a better communicator. Be a better communicator. Learn how to be someone who can communicate your ideas well. That's what we're going to talk about in this week's episode of the podcast. Today is probably going to be a little bit shorter one, but maybe one of the most important ones that I've ever recorded. I like to think that most people who are really good at business, right, who are really good at new client acquisition, who are able to really provide solutions for clients are great communicators, okay? So why do the best communicators win, in my view? Well, simply because they have the power and the ability to articulate their ideas very clearly. They have the ability to be persuasive. They have the ability to take a client from where they want to go and help them see that working together with you and creating that vision together and the steps to get there, that you can actually achieve that result. Really, the question of sales and everything is, does the client believe that you have the ability to create the result for them that they really want? Okay, that's the big question here. And if you can be persuasive and communicate well with clients and they believe that, then you can win new business. Now, one of the most important ways to do this is to show up with two things: authority and leadership. Authority and leadership. Okay. We're going to talk about two other things here in a minute that are kind of going to go along with these as well. Okay. So let's start here with authority and leadership. So when a client comes to you and asks for your thoughts or your opinions on something, how do you approach them, right? How do you react in that conversation? Do you say, yeah, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, client, we'll do whatever you want? Or do you push back? Do you say, well, actually, this is probably not the best thing for you? Here's a good example of this. When somebody comes to you and says, I want a new pretty website because I have a problem with getting new customers in the door, you should be like, well, you know, like one thing you could do is if you're a web designer, then, you know, you have a hammer, right? The hammer of web design, and every client request is a nail, right? And so you could say, well, yes, Mr. Client, yes, we can build a beautiful new website that will accomplish all your dreams, et cetera, right? And so you do that, you build a new website, but guess what? Nothing about this new website is driving new traffic to the business, and so they don't end up getting new customers. Now they have a pretty website, but still the same amount of customers, and so the client is not happy. See, if you, in that conversation instead, had pushed back and said, here's the thing, Mr. Client, I took a look at everything. I looked at your website. I looked at your social media. I sort of evaluated your marketing funnel. I have to be honest, in your particular niche and your industry, I really don't think that a new website is the thing you need. Would you consider the possibility of, and then go into another thing that you offer, okay, your Google reviews or helping them with blogging, right, or local SEO, something along those lines. Now, what if truly all you offer is website design? Here's two things you could do. One thing you could do is you could be honest with the client about that. You could say, listen, Mr. Client, I just really have to be honest with you. If you want me to build you a new website, a new pretty website, I absolutely will. But I have to be honest that I'm not entirely sure that a new website is the problem here. I think the problem is that you don't have enough traffic coming to the current website, which is currently a problem that we don't solve, but I have a colleague over here who does solve that problem, and he does a great job. Would you mind if I got you two in contact with each other? Now that, my friend, builds trust. And there's, by the way, in a great book called The Go-Giver, there's an example of a scenario like this working out that eventually leads to business for the one who referred the guy. And all that to say, absolutely, when trust is something that is such a valuable currency, and it's hard to gain trust in 2024, then gaining trust or something like that is one of the best things you can possibly do for your business. Guess what? Next time anyone comes to that guy and says, I need a website designer, who is he going to refer? He's going to refer you. He's going to refer you because you were honest with him. Now, maybe there are other things that you offer around the website design that could help. You could say, Mr. Client, it doesn't look like from everything I'm seeing, I've evaluated the website and the marketing funnel, I don't think entirely rebuilding your website is actually going to help here. But here are 3 to 5 things I think we could do to your current website, changing the words on this button, changing the colors on this button, changing some of the wording here and the images here, that I think could increase the conversion rate on your website. So at least the amount of traffic that does come to the website, we can actually help maybe convert more of that traffic. Then see what they say, right? And maybe that's a different package. Or you could offer strategy calls or something like that, right? To help them work out their plan. So even if you're only offering web design services, there are things that you can do to show up with authority, to show that you know what you're talking about, and leadership, to show that you are able and willing to guide the client into the direction that they need to go based on your expertise, to say, you know, rather than just, oh, well, I'm just going to do what the client tells me to do, I'm going to show up with authority and leadership so that my client knows that they can trust me and that I have a handle on this, okay? The other side to this is the other two things that I like to talk about in a sales context, which is honesty and confidence, okay? So you have authority and leadership, but you also want to show up with honesty and confidence. And again, in general, we're talking about becoming a better communicator. Okay, so honesty and confidence are a great way to, again, build some of that trust currency in sales conversations. Client comes to you and they say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. Okay, what if you said, well, you know what? I don't have very much experience doing this and doing that, but I have some colleagues who have done that really, really well. And I believe with their support, I could do a really good job doing this and that for you. Would you be willing to allow me to explore that possibility? And that's just one example. But again, if you can show up with honesty that you don't know everything, but you do know what you do know, and that's the confidence piece of it, that, yeah, I don't know everything, but guess what? On this, this, and this, I have a handle on it. And not only that, I've got a network that's got a handle on it, and I'm surrounded by great people. It's like the other day on the radio. You know, I'm doing some local radio marketing here for my business. And I made the point that I'm not a very good web designer. And it's kind of a funny thing to say when you're on the radio promoting your web design company, right? The point that I was making is I'm not a good web designer, okay? A very good one. I mean, I pass, okay? I do passable work, but I'm not a very good web designer. But I've put together a team, and on my team is a fantastic web designer, okay? And my agency does great work, much better work than I could ever do on my own. So I'm honest about the fact that I am not a very good web designer, but I'm confident in the work that my agency does because I have hired a designer who does fantastic work. And when we all work together as a team, that creates the result that my clients really, really want. So authority, leadership, honesty, and confidence. Okay. These are the things that will help you to become a better communicator over time, help you win more deals, help you build more trust with current and potential clients, and you'll be all the better for it. Becoming a better communicator is by far and away one of the best things that you can do, and we haven't even broached the topic, and I don't plan to today. There's lots we could talk about. We could talk about one-to-many selling. We could talk about starting a podcast. We could start about, you know, doing content marketing. These are all things that will be increased for you and will do a better job actually creating results for you if you become a better communicator. And here's the reality. Practice makes perfect. The only way you become a better communicator is by working on your communication. So I encourage you to find some outlet to do that. All right. I hope this has been a helpful episode for you, and we'll catch you next time on the Subscription Web Design Podcast. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.